Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb.
Wall Dick, where you at?
515-75.
Hello! Welcome to the show!
Hello!
Midget with a dog. Midget with a dog. Dog's pretty big. Midget's pretty small. Midget with a dog. Midget with a dog. Midget with a dog. Dog's pretty big. Midget's pretty small. Midget with a dog.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, David Pasternak?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Every time I just think of a wacky sitcom with him putting his head in the window.
Did you see one of our listeners made a Photoshop of someone opening up a door and it's him standing at the front of it?
It's Jack from Three's Company.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, guys?
And he's holding a cat?
Yeah. Like, Chara comes home and he says to Yager, I got twins! Then Pasternak sticks his head in the window.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Get him out of here. We got the Boomby twins.
Boomby.
Yeah, we got the Bumble twins. So, Celtics fans, you got to be pretty excited about the effort last night.
It was just a awesome. I mean, it was almost like they were drinking Surge soda before they went out there, John Wallach. I was thinking about you.
25 soda.
25 glasses of soda.
Yeah. Maybe they needed 30.
Well, yes, I mean, in Kyrie's own words.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was awful, awful. But, you know, it wasn't even that biting or stinging last night because you saw this coming. I mean, after the three losses in a row that they had, this was just par for the course. So, I mean, I almost should have felt worse than it did, but I think we've just been eased into the crap.
It was the same playbook as the last three losses, but
right.
I'm watching Tim Frazier drain threes in the last minute. I mean, Milwaukee got up and then just decided we're going to score as many points as possible and thoroughly embarrass this team.
Easily.
There was no, there was no effort. The offense was effortless from Milwaukee. Even when they took the starters out, all the bench guys came in and said, we're just going to step on your throat, and that'll be the end of your year. And watching Kyrie Irving, I mean, Brad Stevens ultimately had to take him off the floor, and I don't think it was to rest him. I mean, what are you resting him for? In a game like that, you want him to play 44, 45 minutes. And it got to a point where the offense was better with Marcus Morris and Marcus Smart out there. And that's embarrassing. I mean, really embarrassing.
They're two of the few guys who gave a rat's ass during the games that they played. Marcus Morris, I legitimately feel
bad
for.
I want that guy back on my team.
He can't. Too.
I mean, salary cap wise, I don't think they can afford him. So they need the money, whatever money they have after Kyrie leaves, to go get somebody else. Marcus Morris was the best player, beginning to end, on this team for the entire series. I think he had 18 points and 14 rebounds in game four. I mean, that's a guy who I want back, and I don't think they can bring him back.
Like, never gave a half-ass effort. The other thing is, too, is that, you know, Marcus Smart, you know, he wasn't good offensively because, I mean, just coming back from injury, and he's not also a guy you usually count on as being an offensive juggernaut.
But you saw flashes of his brilliance in the first half last night.
Played his ass off, and we'll get into it a little bit later on, but there is this awesome article that Brian Robb did where he just broke down video after video after video after video after video of Kyrie Irving absolutely dogging it on defense. Not getting back in transition, fast breaks where he just wasn't even on the screen by the time the Bucks had scored. He hadn't even made it all the way down the court. And it was just one thing after the next after the next. And I believe at some point at the beginning of the fourth quarter, he just said, I'm done.
Well, you know what that is that it's weak. It's like when a band has an opportunity to do something, like they're on national television and they just deliberately screw around to like act like they're punk rock. But you know that deep down it's because they didn't have the confidence and they don't want to go down looking like they cared.
Yeah.
So it was deliberate.
Yeah.
He knows that he failed. He knows he embarrassed himself. So his idea is, well, I'm going to make it apparent that I'm not trying. So that's going to be what the narrative is. And the thing is, he couldn't do it. That's what got him to this place, is that he was incapable of doing what he was paid to do, and he was incapable of doing what he wanted to do. So the best thing to do for him was to half-ass it and just be like, well, I didn't care anymore.
You know, there's a weird kind of comfort in not stressing out anymore about whether or not they're going to keep Kyrie Irving. Because that was the thing the whole season long. It's like, oh, what's it going to take? Hopefully they're going to be able to keep him. How many rounds are they going to have to win? Oh, I hope he doesn't leave. Oh, this whole thing with the Knicks. Don't go to the Knicks. There's this peace that I think you find as a Celtics fan, knowing that I don't care if you leave anymore. Leave. Go to the Knicks. And you've seen it on the New York Daily Post. They had Kyrie Irving. Awful headline. But, of course, now they, for some reason, they still want him to be a Knick. And, boy, does his personality just perfectly fit the Knicks. I mean, it just seems like the way that he ended this season, it's like he is a perfect Knick. So go enjoy it. But doesn't that kind of feel like the stress is gone? And you've almost like just accepted the fact that this team, because of what Kyrie Irving did, and because now I don't want them to go get Anthony Davis, because then you're going to have to trade away Jason Tatum to do that. It's like there's almost like a weird piece as a Celtics fan, knowing they're not going to win a championship for a couple years. And you can just kind of sit back and not stress out about the moves that they're going to make or they're not going to make here in the offseason.
I mean, if they had run across Toronto, this same thing would have happened, except they might have gotten swept by Toronto.
I think the weirdest thing is, like, how did they pull off that first game? How did they pull off game one?
Well,
how did that happen?
Well, they made all their shots. That's one. And Milwaukee missed all theirs. That's two. And the thing about the Celtics was they had a lot of open looks. I mean, how many open threes did Al Horford miss from the top? I mean, and then instead of Al Horford being the pick-and-pop guy that he always is and Kyrie finding him alone, you saw Horford try jumpers from the elbow, try jumpers coming off screens. That's not him. The Bucks forced the Celtics into a lot of uncomfortable offense. Having said that, they still missed a ton of shots. They were makeable. And honestly, I think after the first couple of games, the Celtics were so uncomfortable that no one played well, with the exception of Marcus Morris and Jaylen Brown, offensively. Yeah. We mentioned Smart on the defensive end last night. But now you have to wonder what this team's going to look like next year. And there was a narrative last night that made me scream. It was, okay, Kyrie Irving didn't play well with this team. However, if you trade away all the young players and you bring in Anthony Davis, he'll be the number one. Kyrie will have the new contract. He can be a number two. He'll be much more comfortable. He doesn't have to worry about getting anybody else involved. He has Anthony Davis to throw the ball to underneath. Al Horford can be a power forward where he's more comfortable, and this team will be better next year because of it. And I disagree with that. Kyrie Irving, he doesn't want to play here. He feels uncomfortable playing here for this head coach. It's clear to me that Boston and him at this point are not a match. And Danny Ainge might get sucked in. Danny Ainge might double down. After all, he spent the last 5 years assembling the roster that he's got. And to just blow it up like this, I mean, you basically say, well, all the stuff I did over the last 5 years didn't work. So there are two really clear paths he can go down. You can't half-ass this. It has to be one way or another. You either throw in with the kids or you double down, trade away the kids to New Orleans and get Davis. I think it should be option A.
So you think that them keeping Kyrie Irving and trying, like, going with the plan that's been in, I mean, this thing has been in motion for years now.
Yeah.
Bringing Anthony Davis in next year, keeping Kyrie
it's
Irving.
It's not what I think.
No. What I'm saying is you think that's the wrong way to go.
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Because I agree with you.
I think it is the wrong way to go at this point.
I think that he infects everything around him. And Kyrie Irving did it this year. And I don't think that he's a guy that can be a lesson learned type of guy.
It's clear
that it's been 2 years and he has been able to adapt. He hasn't learned his lesson. I don't think you can just all of a sudden go, well, he's going to change. We know who he is now. I mean, you know, I know he's like 26 or he's going to be 27 next year. At some point, he's been in these high-pressure situations for a while. He's been with his team for 2 years. He's been in this culture for 2 years, and he hasn't changed. Nobody likes to play with him, it seems like. All the people around him yesterday, I mean, Al Horford's never going to say a bad thing about anyone. But if you really want to get some insight on what's been going on this year, we have quotes from Terry Rozier,
who might have been
the most honest of all of them last night. Terry Rozier has a lot of blame to be shouldered as well. So, I mean, he doesn't get off scot-free, but at least he was the one guy who seemed completely honest.
And it was well known that he was not happy with his role. I mean, we knew about that in December or January. But
he wasn't just talking about him. He was talking about everything else that was going on.
But it's clear from listening to him last night, he cannot wait to get away from here.
Oh, yeah, he wants out.
He wants out bad.
He either wants out or he wants Kyrie out. It's one of the two.
I think he wants out.
Well, if Kyrie wasn't here, I guess Danny Ainge could pitch it.
He wants to be the number one.
No, he wants to leave. All right, we'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Listen. Watch, react in real time. Touch your richer on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Touch Your Rich.
Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, hopes for a Boston Sports Grand Slam are now officially dead.
The questions can begin. Terry Rozier will dribble out the clock. And after 4 years of overachievement, 4 years of tantalizing their fans about what was possible, a market correction in 2019 for the Boston Celtics and a season uncomfortable from the start ends with a whimper tonight in Milwaukee.
That's a great call. I like that. That was a very good call by Sean Grandy. Not bad. Market correction. I like that term. Disappointing, embarrassing, frustrating, whatever term you want to use to describe the Celtics' lost season that was built on such high expectations. They all seem appropriate this morning as the team goes whimpering into their offseason after a 116-91 loss to the Bucks, ending their underwhelming season. Well, as for Kyrie Irving, the guy who had told us to tolerate all his BS because it would pay dividends in the end of the year, it was dreadful to watch him once again on both ends of the court. His stat line, 15 points on 6 of 21 shooting, including just 1 of 7 from three-point range. He had only 1 assist, 1 rebound, 3 turnovers, and was a minus 25. Not only that, but he without question checked out in the fourth quarter.
Kyrie, right-hand dribble. Whips a pass. Bad one picked off by Giannis. He will go the distance. Big-time right-hand thrust. The Kyrie turnover puts the Celtics down by 13.
So when he wasn't making bad decisions, he was playing hero ball. As a matter of fact, more than half of Kyrie's shot attempts came early in the shot clock, not letting a play develop, hence the one assist. One assist! His effort getting back on D during a Bucks fast break, and there were a lot of them, was an embarrassment. Slowly jogging down the court while the Bucks were able to score with a man advantage. As I mentioned, Brian Robb has that great article on Boston Sports Journal where it's just like a pile of videos of him just giving up. It's worth the subscription fee just to watch that if you want to hate watch something this morning. But in fairness, he wasn't the only thing that was stone cold last night.
So Bledsoe screen, bounce pass to Bledsoe. He steps through Kyrie and misses the layup, but he gets his own rebound and backs it out to the corner. Now Bledsoe drives under the basket. Crazy circus shot. No good. Rebound, George Hill. Two offensive rebounds. Kick out, Connaughton. Crazy deep three is no good. And the rebound deflected. Bledsoe throws it back into the court. Connaughton has it. Swings to Hill. Shuttles into the corner. Bledsoe misses a three. Offensive rebound again for Mirotić. This is the sequence they're going to be playing all summer long. Giannis, diagonal pass deflected. They kick back out to Mirotić, who misses a three. The rebound finally is not secured because they're calling a loose ball foul against the Celtics.
John, you don't even want me to say anything now. Got to grow a set out there.
I mean, that for me was the circus moment of all the moments of that game when they just couldn't get a rebound.
If you wanted a time to turn the TV off, that would have been it.
Was that six offensive rebounds? Four offensive rebounds?
Hold on, no, sorry, four. That was four offensive rebounds. And they got the next possession down. They also got one. So that was five offensive rebounds. That was the final minute of the third quarter. Milwaukee had five offensive rebounds in the final 60 to 70 seconds of the third quarter.
I mean, it was just one joke after the next. And how many times? And thank goodness for their bad shooting. Because, I mean, they just kept missing.
I was telling Fred this before the show started. I mean, the Celtics somehow were only down 11 or 12 with about 3 or 4 minutes left in the third quarter. It felt like they were down 30.
Yeah.
And the only reason that the Celtics were anywhere close is because when Milwaukee was missing their shots. I mean, the Bucks did all they could for the majority of the first half and deep into the fourth quarter.
The fourth quarter was just like, let's toy with these guys.
No, but what I'm saying is Milwaukee did everything they could to give this game to the Celtics. Here, you know what? Yeah. We're not playing well. If you really want a road win, here's your chance. And the Celtics were completely unable to take advantage of that.
Well, the entire Celtics team shot 31.2% of the field. That number is, in a must-win elimination game, the worst field goal percentage of the entire season.
No, there's no excuse for getting annihilated like that in an elimination game. No excuse.
Can you imagine that? Okay, back to Kyrie for a second. For a guy that all season long has hit circus shot after circus shot after circus shot, his shooting was so off last night. There was actually part of me that was thinking he was doing it on purpose. I know he wasn't, but I'm not 100% sure that he wasn't.
Left-hand dribble. Floats for Morris. Return to Kyrie. Drives past Giannis. Into the paint. Push pass out. Jaylen Brown works his way to the free throw line. Throws it over the shoulder to Kyrie.
Nope.
Three is an air ball. And this is starting to snowball on Kyrie. Entry. Middleton. Kyrie trying to hold his ground. Horford helping. Middleton, though, steps through on Kyrie and scores.
Woo!
This is just a nightmare for Kyrie Irving. Milwaukee by 12.
Kyrie, there's only one
thing. You don't like step back threes?
I don't like step back three air balls.
His entire career, those step back threes have gone in. He was really not ready for this.
He knew he had failed, and his tactic, like a child, was to half-ass everything, and that's the excuse.
My God, he won Cleveland a championship. He won LeBron a championship. This guy is an assassin. You've seen big shot after big shot after big shot from this guy in Cleveland. And, oh, my God, was he awful in this series. We mentioned it before. It's like Space Jam. An alien invaded his body. And
sure.
All of a sudden, he couldn't play.
I
couldn't believe
think
it.
Think of how awful some of those shots were. And, like, he's the one guy who can take awful shots and they go in. But an air ball on a three, I think there were, like, two 3-point shots that there was one that was, if it wasn't an air ball, it was way off. Like, that dude was just, it almost seemed like he was doing it on purpose. It was so out, he was so out of whack last night.
He was like a deer in the headlights. I've never seen him like that before.
Well, Kyrie, there's only one thing that I want to say to you.
You stink. You ruined the Celtics.
That's right. JP, go ahead.
Kyrie was doing Bruce's Millions last night with Richard Pryor. He was giving it away. He was trying to suck, I'm telling you. That's the feeling I got. He doesn't care about Boston. He's out of town already. Nobody could play that bad. We could put the three of us with Scal out there, and one of us is going to hit a shot. He did not care about his teammates, anything. He's out of town and gone already. He was at the Met Gala next year with a gown on or something like, I don't know what, but that's the feeling I got. He did not care and was giving it away.
Just didn't even try in that last quarter. Like, didn't even try. And I mean, and his stat line was so embarrassing that if you're anyone else other than Kyrie Irving, you are sitting on the bench, I mean, for twice as long as he did. I mean, there's no, and Stevens, I get it, and I understand why he kept him in, because you've seen him do it before, you've seen him, but I mean, he was so unbelievably bad that it almost seemed like he was doing it on purpose, because I've never seen him play that bad.
All right, Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, guys. I mean, you talk about Kyrie Irving when he was with the Cavaliers. You know, we all put him on a pedestal. We all thought he was playing in LeBron's shadow. Then he comes to Boston, and he just lays a fat egg. Like, he literally can't put one good season together, make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, show us what he's really made of, being on a team that's run by himself, pretty much. And, you know, they had all the pieces in the world this year, and they just could not string it together. I mean, he was on media crying, being a little baby, and now he wants to go elsewhere. I mean, I don't know where he's going to end up next, but I mean, I hope it's not with Boston, because we seriously don't need that. I mean, talk about millennials in this world complaining about, you know, not getting a trophy, and this guy does not have it together. He needs to figure it out in the offseason, and, you know, I want him gone. So
yeah, he knew, again, I'll repeat it, he knew that he was terrible, and the easiest thing to do in that situation is to act like you don't care.
It is amazing, too, because we said it before. If you're going to win a championship, you have to have a transcendent player.
Yes.
The last team to win a championship without a transcendent player was your Detroit team with Billups and Rasheed and all. They didn't have
Hamilton
one guy.
Hamilton is a top 50 player.
Rip Hamilton, that's right. The master of the long two. Rip Hamilton.
He's mid-range game, my friend.
But look through history. I mean, the last two decades, basically, you need a Hall of Fame player to succeed. And Celtics fans should get ready to take at least one small step, if not one big step back, over the coming years. Because if you lose Kyrie, you can't replace that talent, but in the long run, it might be better for this team.
So the game ended, and we all waited for Kyrie and what may be his last press conference as a Celtic to take some accountability for the way the season ended.
When you kind of look forward to this summer, just in general, what things are you looking for, I guess, in your life? Situations would be a positive situation that you want to be in when you...
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just trying to make it back to Boston first, you know, safely. Get to see my family, decompress, you know, do what human beings do.
I was watching the game last night, and I was watching the post game. Did nobody ask him whether he's going to stay with the Celtics?
I didn't see it.
Why not? Why didn't anybody ask him the most important question?
Wait.
Do you want to remain with the Celtics?
Wouldn't
you think
someone,
that would...
I think someone asked him that, actually.
All right, let's see. I have something here. You turn me up, Dan. Let's see if this is the answer.
You know, plenty of people here are speculating about your future, and certainly this summer. Did uncertainty over that weigh on you in any way in this series?
No.
Do you want to remain on the Boston Celtics? Nobody ask that question? Like you said in October, do you want to remain on the Boston Celtics? I can't believe it. If nobody asked that question, then what are we even doing?
Joey, go ahead.
Joey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Freddie.
Hi, Joey.
Freddie, how are you?
Are you going to make a point, or are you just going to say Fred's name over and over? Come on, Joe.
Rich is angry.
I'm a little, what's the term? Crispy?
Joey's getting his condescending warm-up going. It takes Joey a little while. It's like Fred Flintstone driving a car. He's got to get the legs going a little
bit.
Come on,
I'm crispy. Let's go, Joey.
I love your bits, but yesterday you blew a good sports talk radio show host moment by hanging up on that fucking Southern...
All right.
Well, you can't... Let's do... I like your point. Just don't swear.
I thought he was going to talk about the Celtics. All right. So I'll be listening this morning at 7:50 for your chance. Oh, my God, this town. I just want to leave. Be listening... such pussies. Be listening this morning at 7:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to be at the Garden tonight for Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. as the Bruins take on Carolina for the quest for the cup. Tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. That's coming up this morning at 7:50. More from the Celtics. Here are the headlines.
98.5.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Toucher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Gordon Hayward pulls up. He shoots a long two quickly. Back iron, no good. Long rebound. Marcus Smart comes up and it finds Horford down low. Pump fake on Giannis, and Giannis just slips the thing into the front row.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
.95 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Be listening this morning at 7:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to be at the Garden tonight for Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals as the Bruins take on Carolina in their quest for the Cup. It's been 14 minutes. Tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com. That's coming up at 7:50. What else you got there, Richaroo?
Well, all the post-game press conference stuff has been interesting because there's been people who are taking accountability. There's some people who didn't take accountability. There's players who seem legitimately crushed. And then there's people who spoke and almost kind of as a tell-all like Terry Rozier did. We'll get to his comments in a moment. But first, Brad Stevens went to the podium and is trying to put as much of this as possible on himself.
I'll be the first to say that this is, you know, as far as any other year that I've been a head coach, it's certainly been the most trying. I think I did a bad job. Like at the end of the day, like as a coach, if your team doesn't find its best fit together, that's on you. And so I'll do a lot of deep dives into how I can be better.
I mean, he's right.
Yeah, he's not a good coach.
Well, I mean, this season was
he did not
a position
manage
that he's never been in, where well, you've got an all-star coming in.
And, well, you're going to need one if you're going to win a championship, and obviously that was not something he could control this year.
As yet to be determined. Keep saying it. Can he not manage a superstar, or can he not manage this particular
He's never had a superstar.
I know.
Year.
Well, Fred, this is the first
level.
Run at it.
Okay,
There's also one major difference that people aren't thinking about when it comes to what kind of position Brad Stevens was in this year. It's not just that he had a superstar, and it's not just that he had Kyrie Irving, who seems to be a difficult superstar. It's that he had a young team that overachieved without that superstar. So you had these guys now thinking that they could play at the highest level, like Terry Rozier, who wanted to get his. He thought he was a starting point guard of the league. The whole scary Terry thing took off.
I don't understand how this takes any of the onus off of him.
It doesn't. I'm not saying it does. I'm talking about the position that he was in.
Well, he
which
couldn't
seems
manage
to be unique.
Position. Yeah, so, the position he was in is what, he had too much talent?
No, it's not that you had too much talent. Is that you had young guys who thought they should be getting more
he
playing time.
He created his own monster, and it got out of control. Well, that's what Rich is saying.
He created his own monster. He created it.
And then you had... Yes,
no one's taking the blame off him here,
no,
Fred.
No, it sounds like it. That's exactly what's happening.
No, I'm saying what a unique situation this he was, and it didn't work.
This is the build-up to why he was unable to control things.
It was a perfect storm of chaos. Because you even saw guys that were like Jaylen Brown, who at the end of last season thought that he was going to be a massive starter in the league. And what happens at the beginning of the year? He ends up having to be a bench player and come back. So you've got all of these young guys thinking they should...
What's that? Stop.
What?
You mentioned Tatum, and Fred put his hands in the air.
No, that's not what I was doing. It had nothing to do with anyone I was talking about.
Oh, okay. That was my mistake. I read that wrong.
He's distracted by out-of-studio activities.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
that must be behind me because I didn't see it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know why everyone's not fascinated, but okay.
Oh, all right. Now I get it. All right.
Yeah, there's out-of-studio activities are going on that nobody
minutes.
Can see. Even if you're on Twitch, you can't see it.
20 minutes. It's fascinating.
I understand
so
now.
So much licking.
I get it now. Stop it.
They must play a lot of music.
I mean, it was insane.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
It went on for a while. We're not helping the people listening. I have no idea what we're talking
thing,
about.
That door opened 55 times.
Yeah, it was definitely strange. But
all right, I apologize.
I don't even know what the hell we're talking about.
I apologize. I got us off track. No, I was not reacting to anything.
That's my fault. I actually called attention to it. My mistake.
You did. It is all your
my
fault. It's always your fault.
Yes, indeed. It is indeed.
So Marcus Morris, however, is one guy that seems legitimately crushed by all this.
I mean, I felt as though we owe Boston to be better. You know, to stay with us through this tough year, and I just felt like we owed them to be better. Me personally, you know, I prepared like no other last year to have a good season to help my team, and for us to not be able to make that step, you know, I think that's what hurts the most.
I love players like him that the noise just doesn't affect him.
Well, like, and also, like, this might be his, you know, he wants a championship and he felt that he put himself or had himself in a position where he could achieve that. And now to go out the way that they did has got to be very, very, especially for him, very disappointing.
Two things. He's a perfect bench player on a championship team.
Yeah, but he and Mike Gorman was in here earlier this week. You got to make him the captain of this team. I mean, he is the captain of this team. And reading the writers online last night, apparently he is banged up. It wasn't just the oblique. I mean, apparently he had a lot of trouble.
Well, that was Marcus Morris.
Was that Morris or Smart?
That was Morris.
That's my mistake then.
Yeah, that was Marcus Morris.
Fred, you distracted me, damn it. I'm off my game now.
You're talking about Marcus Smart. He got body slammed last night.
Marcus Smart, yes.
Yeah, he got pulled
Smart
down
had a tough time getting dressed. Make Smart the captain, fine. Yeah, I want Morris back.
Well, Morris
needs to be back on this team. They need more guys like him. I don't know if they can afford to bring him back, though.
I don't think they're going to make that expense, but you can what I was saying wouldn't have made any sense for Marcus Smart. Marcus Morris here.
No, yeah. Marcus Morris is a guy that is a perfect bench player on a championship team. And I thought that to be above the noise and to be like, and not let anything that Kyrie or any of the other guys doing would distract him. I mean, last night, him and Marcus Smart were the only guys who were consistently busting their ass, even when things seemed out of reach. Now, one guy, however, did not have a good game yesterday. It doesn't matter. He's had a great season, and he's the kind of rock solid guy you want on your team is Al Horford. And what's kind of scary is that he has an opt out this year. I mean, he can leave if he wants to. So he
was like $30 million.
Yeah,
yeah, but he's worth it.
He's not going to get paid that anywhere else.
He's not.
And he said afterwards he wants to come back.
But he's worth it. Well, he was asked. Yeah, and here he is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's something I haven't even stopped to think about. But yes, you know, one of the things that you know, I've enjoyed being here in Boston, and you know, you just have to wait and see what we're going to do as a team and the steps that the management's going to do taking forward and continue to, you know, to get better.
You got to keep Al Horford. He was the one.
Well, it's not up to the Celtics.
He's taking that because why wouldn't you take the?
You're not. No one is going to pay him $30 million a year. He's worth more to the Celtics than he is to any other team.
So you pick up the $30 million, and then what's the worst case scenario?
No, it's a player option.
No, I understand that.
Oh, I thought
what
you were
I'm
talking
saying
about
is, if
I'm, go ahead. Sorry.
Just question me. You're questioning all my crap.
Not true.
Come on, Jack.
Not true.
But if you're Horford, you take the $30 million, and what's the worst case scenario? Is that you go out after that and you get like a 4-3 year deal somewhere else? I mean, it doesn't behoove him to leave right now, because you're right. No one's going to get $30 million. All right, more from the Celtics and everything else that's going on today. Just, you know, we'll run the gauntlet of topics. That's all coming up in just a moment.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rick. It's a real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, you know, truth be told, it's no time to be disappointed. I think that, you know, you take your lessons, you take your ass whooping that they handed us, and you move on. You know, it's a basketball journey. Obviously, you know, you want to keep playing, but they put a halt to that, and they deserve this series. They played like they wanted it, and you know, I'm looking forward to seeing them going to the Eastern Conference Finals and playing their next opponent.
That's sportsmanship.
That pissed me off. I mean, can you imagine that? You just lost. You just got your ass kicked. Say, I'm looking forward to seeing the team that beat us the next round. I mean, that does piss me off.
Yeah, he doesn't.
No time to be disappointed about those.
Again, he knows that he failed, and he's doing what children do, and that's acting like he doesn't care.
I know we live in this fantasy world, like, as fans, that you want your team that you follow to live and die by how they perform and just be crushed after a loss. I know that's not reality. But then to say that you're looking forward to seeing the team that just pantsed you on television go to the next round and you can't wait to watch some great basketball, like, that pisses me off. Like, that, I mean, is that me being too much of, like, a fan going, oh, why aren't they angry? Like, that right there just shows that you have no passion for this team and that you almost have no passion. What about the players around you who are all crushed? Marcus Morris sat there and just, like, spilled his guts out. He feels like it sounds like a family member died. And he's like, hey, I'm no time to be disappointed. Can't wait to see some good b-ball.
I think he could have phrased it differently. Said, you know, Milwaukee is...
How?
I'm about to tell you. Okay. Wow, are you pissed this morning? My goodness. No, if Kyrie had said something to the effect of Milwaukee was the better team, they are clearly playing well, I think they're championship worthy, or something like that. Or can't wait to see what damage they can do in the next round. They should be able to do some major damage in the Eastern Conference Finals. Something like that. I mean, that's similar to what he said.
No,
but
it's
if you phrased it, yes, it is.
And
it's
I can't wait to watch them in the next round and see.
In Kyrie land, that's pretty much the same thing.
I don't want to live in Kyrie land.
I understand that. You've made that very obvious, and I'm kind of with you on that. But I'm nowhere near as angry as you. I wish I was. Man, it's great to watch.
Well, this is kind
how
of...
often, Fred, how often do we come to the office and see steam rising off of Rich's head like this?
I just like it because I don't have to do any heavy lifting.
It's true. This is the Rich Show this
listen,
morning.
It's my job. Job to be pissed at the Celtics. It's your job to piss off the people in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Everyone wants to move to Raleigh. That's the number one destination for people.
Oh, you are getting the one for this morning,
if they
Fred.
Didn't have Bank of America that they had to force people to work at. It's a layover.
That's Charlotte, I believe. I think that's Charlotte.
Who cares? They're the same place. It's not like they're diametrically different.
That part of the triangle? What's the triangle?
Yeah, it's dump, dump, dump,
Raleigh,
dump, dump.
Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina.
Have you ever met anyone that went, like, you know where I really want to live? Bucket list, Charlotte. There's nobody. And I like how they're judging my entertainment value. What do you have in the morning? Cletus in the straw hat?
Cletus in the straw hat. They got the Mac Attack. It's the name of one of the shows.
Yeah, go Mac after yourself. The they're
gonna
with your dumb city.
They're going to have something to say about you this morning.
Yeah, it's such beautiful city. It's such a geographic marvel. Jesus. All you have is a garbage airport that I have to fly to get to Knoxville. And my family's not from Knoxville. It's from Detroit, which is a better city, which is saying something.
And their pompous mountains, Maine.
No, Charlotte's really a dump. I mean, like, have you ever met, like, at least, like house music came from Detroit. Like, nothing ever has come from Charlotte.
Cedric Maxwell comes from Charlotte.
Good, and I'm sure he'd tell you that it's a dump. We're going to talk to Aaron Ward coming up at 8:20, who lives in Charlotte. And he only lives there because his ring gets him free drinks.
Hey. Boston, kiss my ass twice.
Just put Raleigh in there. And then
well, the thing is, yeah, it's a shock jock stunt. All right, good. What's your entertainment there, you moron?
we should set things up for people who might not know what you're talking about.
Yeah, all right. You got like the NASCAR station. You're the one place in the world that still cares about NASCAR. I mean, you're the dumbest, just like Biloxi, Mississippi is better. They're all better than stupid ass Charlotte, just a dump. No one's ever wanted to move there. Anthony, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Freddie, you're back to being grumpy now, but just I'm looking forward very much to what you guys got on at 7 because you lit up like a Christmas tree. It was like you saw your first pair of Tootsies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And I don't think it's at 7 o'clock because that's the Bankroll Boys.
Yeah. And Rich is pissed enough, believe me. He can do the heavy lifting with the Celtics.
Well, I have a feeling.
I'm not pissed off about that. So, I mean, let Rich be pissed off. You know, it's Toucher and Rich. Don't worry so much about what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concentrating on what's going on in the kitchen.
The kitchen mystery. What could possibly take so long? One woman enters. Doth she leave ever?
Must be nice to have 20 minutes to do that kind of stuff.
Has she fallen into the kitchen vortex?
Just go in there and just kind of hang out.
The electric bill's like $5 million. And often she opens up the refrigerator.
What are the things you are placing inside the fridge and then displacing from the fridge and then replacing once again?
What are you licking?
What was that about? Explain that to me.
I have no idea. I won't go in there.
The reason you originally got angry is because you wanted to go in there, but you couldn't because she was using everything you wanted to use.
Okay. The sink, the other side, the refrigerator, everything.
All the doors were open.
And it's just like,
I'm grabbing my parka to go in and get coffee.
Yeah, it's like an Applebee's in there.
Wow, it's cold in here.
The freezer's been open for like 10 minutes.
I mean, it's like there's... it's like an Applebee's kitchen. There's line cooks.
How many times doth one open the silverware drawer and close it once again? Open, close.
I mean,
turn in a circle thrice and then open doth close again.
How many fish have you killed with all that plastic that you're just tossing away? No one knows what we're talking about.
It's a little wandering. Not all who wander to our kitchen are lost. Yet some cannot find their way out.
All right, we've completed.
All right, so anyway, Charlotte's a dump.
And, right.
And I'm not even like piling on. I don't care about the people there. I don't care about anything. But the idea of you telling me that I'm a shock jock or whatever, my counter to that would be no one in this business wants to go there. Nobody. Charlotte. Go talk about the cars going around in a circle. You're the only people that care. That's your big thing. I'd rather live in Indianapolis. I'd rather live in Cleveland. Cincinnati's, I'm on the fence.
Well, I'm just, you're pulling some stuff out of here, man.
I'd rather live in Pittsburgh.
Hold on. Indianapolis, Cleveland, and Cincinnati ahead?
I said I'm on the fence about Cincinnati.
Okay.
Cleveland I would rather live in.
See, I've never been to Cleveland, so I don't know. I've been to
Raleigh. I
had a job interview in Raleigh one time.
Yeah, you dodged a bullet there.
It was like, you walk in there and there's like a shrine to the John Boy and Billy Big Show.
Yes, that's right, John Boy and Billy. That's the big show there. Put John Boy and Billy up in Boston and see how they do. Someone might blow up the station. They might blow up the antenna. Put John Boy and Billy up. Someone tell me what John Boy and Billy talked about yesterday and we can have some fun. Do they have Jimmy Johnson in studio playing with himself?
I think that's Thursdays at 7. Jimmy Johnson plays.
They're
himself.
Running promos
now. Go ahead.
So just real quick, I was trying to Google John Boy and Billy. The first thing that comes up after you type in John Boy and Billy is barbecue sauce. They have their own.
Hey, it's the John Boy and Billy Big Show. Hey, we have to come out here,
really. And look at the markets they're on in. It's wherever
eighth grade is the highest.
We got on the phone right now, Awesome Bill in Dawsonville. Bill Elliott, hey, tell me about your new barbecue sauce.
You slap that on a stack of ribs, you go in there. And the thing is, it's not even the South. It's just this piece of poo that separates the Atlantic from the South.
Find them in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yeah, I mean,
you can find them in Huntsville, Alabama on an AM station.
Yeah,
you can find them in Pensacola, Florida on the Rocket.
South Carolina is wonderful. I mean, you want to go down
to South Carolina.
Yes. I didn't say South Carolina either.
South Carolina is wonderful. It's North Carolina.
No, North Carolina sucks. Charlotte is a crappy city. It's a fly-through city. Congratulations, you have an airport. No, South Carolina is good. I like Hilton Head. I like South Carolina.
Charleston.
Oh, I love Charleston. I would consider retiring to Charleston.
I went to some awesome, nice, trashy summer vacations at Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, well, Myrtle Beach is dumb.
Yeah, but it was my dump.
You can get the Blues Brothers cover band that seems to occupy every billboard in that place. All right, no commercials here, just the headlines. We have one bankroll boy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.